Welcome along to the Big Red Bench here on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Dan Casey here with you for the next hour. And if you're a fan of Cork curling, you're going to want to stay tuned for this one. Interviews from Watergrass Hills, Sean Desmond and Russell Rovers, Kieran Sheehan coming later on. Ahead of two monumental clashes in the respective All-Ireland finals in Croker tomorrow. But firstly, to the Cork hurlers, after besting Waterford in Fraher Field last week, they went out and fairly well hammered UCC in the Cannon O'Brien Cup contest on a scoreline of 6-22 to 14 points. I had to get the calculator out to see that was a 26-point winning margin, and I'm still not even sure if that's 100% correct. I was cozied up watching the game on Clubber TV. Our Ger McCarthy braved the conditions in the Mardyk for this one, and I caught up with them earlier to chat through the fixture. We're delighted to be joined here on the Big Red Bench by our very own Ger McCarthy once more. Ger, first time I'm speaking to you in the new year. Happy new year to you, albeit 11 days into it now.
Many happy returns to you, Dan, as well. This is the last day we can say it, so fair play.
I'm sure the Rebels will be saying that it's a happy new year for the Rebels after getting a win over Waterford and now a win over UCC in the Cannon O'Brien Cup. Ger, can you talk us through this one?
Yeah, the Mardyk last night, the annual match between Cork and the UCC in honour of Cannon O'Brien, a very famous man in Cork hurling circles. There's a huge amount of work both for intercounty, underage, senior, and also for the college. It's an annual fixture. It's usually a tight affair, but last night, Dan, in the Mardyk, in front of a very, very big crowd, where the money was raised for the Dilnach Quirk Foundation, which is always fantastic to see as well. Freezing kind of conditions, a bit slippery underfoot, pure pre-season, but Cork running out very, very convincing winner, 6-22 to 14 points. Now, that sounds like a hammering, but up to about half-time, Cork were pulling away. They got 111 to not 5 up at the break, and what happened basically was their bench last night, just to give you some of the names that came off the bench last night: Jerm Ellerick, Luke Mead, Darragh Fitzgibbon, and Patrick Horgan. I think we've heard of him before. Robbie Cotter, Declan Dalton and Brian Hayes. So that'll just tell you about the strength of the bench that Pat Ryan had last night. And that bench took control in the second half. They got 4-6 off the bench to add to their total. They ran out very, very convincing winners. But look, it was a very slippy night. A lot of rain, freezing conditions. It's pre-season. But a lot of positives for Pat Ryan, but also I think for Tom Kingston as well and Sean O'Gahalpin in the UCC camp. Look, they had to put their hands up and say they were well beaten. There was no arguments, but there were mitigating circumstances, like their name fullback Owen Downey from the Glen was injured, and none of the four SARS players were available to them because they're still ramping up their preparations ahead of their All-Ireland senior final. And look, you know, when you lose players of the quality, you know, the quality like that with Owen Downey, it's always going to be an uphill struggle against a pretty strong Cork team. But yeah, look, in terms of pre-season, Pat Ryan got out of it what he wanted to get out of it, a second win in a row. There's talks that they might be playing Westmeath. That hasn't been confirmed at the weekend in a challenge game. That'll be the last warm-up before they take on Wexford in the National League opener. But for both, and for UCC as well, next Wednesday night, they begin the Fitzgibbon Cup with a really, really tough encounter against UCD. So look, both camps, I suppose, were able to take some of the positives out of it, but it's still very early in the new year. But a good workout and a very physical game, Dan, just to say that. Like, the referee Kieran O'Regan definitely left a lot go that you wouldn't see at intercounty championship level, but I think that wasn't by chance either. I have a feeling both managers were looking for a physical encounter, and boy did they get it at times. So look, both teams will benefit from it, but early days, but very, very encouraging from Cork's point of view.
I mean, it's been some turnaround, Ger, to lose from losing a point against UCC last year. So now I couldn't even begin to tally up the score they beat him by this time around. Where do you think that's coming from, besides maybe the loss of Downey and the Stars players?
I just think, like, with all the postponements at this time of the year as well, Dan, and with the bad weather, it's very, very hard to do the normal training that you would do coming into this time of the year. So I suppose, I think Tom Kingston kind of, you know, alluded to that afterwards. He didn't use it as an excuse. Now, both he and Sean Ogg were very, very adamant that they were just second best in the second half. But I think from their own point of view, when you lose somebody like Downey in full back, definitely, and you lose, like, the four SARS players alone, that would normally be expected to feature, especially for a college team like Daniel Hogan, especially at centre forward. He's somebody I know that Pat Ryan has been looking at. It's just one of those nights, I think, you know, when you can bring on the quality. Like, Robbie Cotter came off the bench now last night for Cork, and he really impressed the Blackburn forward. He got 2-1, Dan, and he hit the crossbar, so he could have had a hat trick. And on the same night as well, as Tom Kingston was saying, of course, his nephew Shane Kingston had a barnstormer for Cork as well. He was giving out about him. He got 2-8, one from a penalty. So, look, from UCC's point of view, they were just far too open in the second half, but there were positives for them to take. It is an incredibly difficult Fitzgibbon Cup draw for them this year. They've got, as I said, UCD in the opener next Wednesday night down in Mardyke. Then they've got the University of Galway, and then a real clincher in their final group game against MTU Cork. And what a game that's going to be. Three very, very tough games, and with the National League starting, it's going to get very, very crowded. But I don't think UCC, to me last night, didn't look as if they had as much done as they would have wished because of the weather, with motor training sessions that they might have had been able to get completed. And when you're playing a Cork team that's very, very hungry and able to bring on, you know, such experienced likes of Luke Mead, Patrick Horgan, Robbie Cotter, as I mentioned, Declan Dalton also, and Brian Hayes, who scored the winning point for UCC last year, he also played very, very well when he came on. You know, and 6 goals, it's not pretty to look at, but there's still a lot to work on and a lot of positives. And one mention as well, because look, they conceded 6 goals, but in goal for UCC as well last night, because he name checked them, that's Paddy O'Sullivan from Father O'Neill's. Pat Ryan was impressed with him and his distribution. So look, they've got a lot of talent and a lot of depth in that panel. They have 35 names on the sheet last night, and I know, same as Cork, like Cork at 26 names, but they have a lot of players not on the panel last night that are away training. A lot of positives still for UCC to take. They would have liked, I suppose, a closer game, maybe a tighter finish going into that UCD game. But at this time of the year, I think everybody's a little bit on the back foot at the moment, and because of the weather, not being able to do things they'd normally do. And I think that certainly contributed to it.
Ben Cunningham was saying Finn Barris, he was on the UCC team last night. How did he fare, Joe? Especially, you know, there's a certain air of pressure maybe around him. Maybe he feels it, maybe he doesn't, as an almost, I guess, understudy to Patrick Horgan, if you will, at this stage.
He was really impressive in the first half. Now, he was tightly marked. I mean, the hits were going in hard on Ben and all the UCC players, and they were well able to give it back to. He ended up with 5 points, but like from frees and very, very difficult conditions. I was impressed not just with his free taking, but his movement down off the ball and his ability to link up himself and Ethan Toomey, his teammate in the Bars as well, played very, very well last night. And I thought they did a lot of work around the middle. A lot of work that maybe Ben doesn't get credit for. Like when he's on the ball, you expect him to do something special, but when he's off the ball last night, he was certainly grinding out, you know, getting stuck in. And you know, he's a big fella, and as you mentioned, look, with Patrick Horgan ahead in the pecking order for this year anyway, again, you know, it's going to be very hard. You'd have to be doing something extra special to make your, you know, to get onto the, like, the Cork panel this year for the National League is going to be incredibly interesting to see who's left out, mm-hmm. or who doesn't make it, not alone who makes it. And there was a lot of guys last night certainly putting up their hands for selection, like Ben Cunningham. I mentioned as well for Cork there as well, I thought Brian Roach, the Brian Rovers midfielder, really stood out last night. God, he got through a huge amount of work. Shane Kingston obviously wants to nail down his starting place, but the newcomers as well for Cork, Padraig Power, Alan Walsh and Jack Callahan, a full forward line. It's a very different full forward line there for Cork last night, but they were closely marked and they were getting hit on and off the ball, but they certainly showed up when the ball was decent into them at a diagonal. They certainly looked dangerous, and I did really like the look of Padraig Power. He kind of shone a bit. But look, from UCC's point of view and for Ben Cunningham's point of view, all you can do is take your opportunities when they come. In a difficult match last night, second half they were on the defensive now with all the changes, but in the first half he certainly stood out for me along with Ethan Toomey as one of UCC's best players. And that's what Ben has to do. He has to do it at club level and college level, keep himself in the frame, like about 40 odd players now at the moment, and hope to force his way into the Cork panel for the National League. But I would like to see him in the Cork National League panel. Certainly from what I saw last night, he'd be more than well able to hold his own then.
Is this the most competitive Cork panel we've seen? I think Hoggy was speaking after the game, he kind of alluded to it. In my memory anyway, it certainly is.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment. I think when you realise that 26 names in the sheet last night that togged out, there was another 12 or so, 14 training. None of the Stars players were involved. I mean, the Stars players, definitely with the year that they've had and with the quality that they've got, you'd expect 2 if not 3 of those to feature as well. So I suppose it's a nice headache for Pat Ryan to have. Now, there were a couple of injuries maybe last night. Conor Callahan picked up a bit of an injury, but he looked good at the back. And Jack Callahan has come in now as well onto the panel. It'll be interesting to see how he goes. I would suppose if you were to compare it to this time last year, I think Pat Ryan definitely now has more options. Certainly the younger players and the players that are coming in, I think they're going to not just put up their hands for, you know, getting onto the panel. I think they're going to be pushing hard for a start in the first 15 in the National League. And I suppose the National League has come at the right time for Pat Ryan in that, look, there doesn't seem to be any major injury concerns, or at least they're not telling us, around their players. He's slowly bringing back the guys. You know, he doesn't need to see what Patrick Horgan can do. He doesn't need to see what Declan Dalton can do, or even Luke Mead, you know, or Jerm Ellerick for that matter at this time of the year. He knows what he's going to get from those guys when the time comes. But what he wants to see is the younger guys pushing those established players a little bit further. I mean, you mentioned Ben Cunningham. If he's pushing Patrick Horgan, Patrick Horgan needs to up it again. And that's what Pat Ryan would want in each of those positions. And I think he has options in and around the middle third that maybe he didn't have at this time last year. Likes of Brian Roach coming in. Timmy Manny, we know what we're going to get from him. And a word too for Dermot Healy from this school, who made his first start last night. I thought he did quite well. And look, if you can get one or two gems out of these, you know, pre-season and I suppose the league games and the league campaign, then guys that can play at a consistently high level, because if you want to get into this Cork 15, you have to be playing above the standard that you've played at club and at a very, very consistently high level. Because there's going to be no, it's a cliche, I know, but there's going to be absolutely no easy games come the champions of Munster Championship this year. It's going to be an incredibly difficult Munster Championship. But yeah, I suppose I would agree. I think there are definitely more options available to Pat Ryan than there was 12 months ago. And how he goes about organising that Cork panel is going to be fascinating, certainly in the National League.
The two things that have been thrown at the Cork hurlers and the Cork hurling team over the last number of years have probably been a lack of physicality and a lack of goals. Now, last year they seemed to solve the lack of goals, bringing in Connolly and Hayes into the squad. But seems to be a bite into this team now, bringing in the likes of Michael Mullins from Whitechurch, you know, and plenty of lads getting stuck in. And you were speaking about the physical aspect of the game last night.
Yeah, like you forget until you're up close to them. We rarely do we get a chance to get up close to the Cork hurling team, but down the middle of them, like the Downies, as we mentioned there, any guy that isn't over 6 foot is built like they're units. It's an incredibly strong, hard Cork panel now compared to maybe 2 or 3 years ago. The Cork were always kind of, I suppose, the thing about Cork is they're always known as very skillful players, very skillful fast forwards, but maybe they don't have the physicality to match the Kilkennys of their day and Limericks of their day. Well, they certainly have that now. And I suppose what Pat Ryan wants to do is not just with physicality, Dan, he wants to marry speed with that, and the speed of the Cork attack and the ability to break a pace from last year, certainly from the half back line, the likes of Timmy Manny surging forward, the likes of, you know, the Downies, you know, getting forward as often as possible to join the attacker. If they weren't able to do that, they hit inaccurate balls. There are a certain, I think the newcomers on the panel that might break onto the senior panel this year are certainly stronger and bigger than those of 2 or 3 years ago. I think there's a certain amount of physicality that you have to have at this time of the year, but you have to be absolutely hopping off the ground come Munster Championship. And I think what I noticed as well last night was that Cork were looking to, as soon as the ball went into the forward line, they weren't necessarily looking for the score straight away. They were looking to offload it as quickly as possible, and there was always a runner on the shoulder or whoever had the slitter in possession. And that's going to be interesting to watch this year. Will Cork develop this way of, instead of hitting long, accurate balls into the forwards, will they come through the middle third and look to break through teams with the speed that they have? And they have an incredible amount of speed, not just on the starting 15, but on the bench as well. So physically stronger, yes, but faster and quicker, I suppose, breaking from defence and midfield. That's going to be fascinating to watch. It's something I'm going to look out for this year in the National League. You know, when Cork don't go with the accurate long diagonal balls that they're very, very accustomed to doing, where they look to break through the middle, because you've got people like Shane Kingston, you've got people like Jack Callahan even, and as I mentioned, like Patrick Power certainly, and Brian Hayes as well. They're well able to run, and the likes of Timmy Manny and those other players that I mentioned from the back, where they look to break through the defensive lines, or will they go back to the long diagonals? That's going to be very, very interesting. But a stronger team this year, most definitely, but also a faster team, I think, depending on the way Pat Ryan wants to play.
Yeah, it'd be great to have the mix of both. Sean O'Gahalpin, one of the best voices within Cork GAA. What was his thoughts on the Cork team after the game?
He was very, very impressed. I suppose, look, he was preoccupied on his UCC role as a selector and a coach, disappointed to concede 6 goals. But what he was saying was, like, when you consider, look at the different, like, 4 different goal scorers, 2 from Shane Kingston, 2 from Robbie Cotter, Brian Hayes, Declan Dalton, and they could have had more. Now, this isn't a bad UCC team at all, Dan, and it is early in the new year, I get that, but they created so many scoring chances. I think he's very impressed with the way and the speed at which the Cork forwards were able to work their openings. That was the bottom line for him, because there was a very, it wasn't a, an experienced UCC full back line. There was a lot of people missing, a lot of changes to the starting team. But even at that, the manner in the second half, if you can bring on experience and you can, you know, score four goals against the team getting ready for the Fitzgibbon Cup, you're definitely doing something right. And it's a long time since Cork put six goals past UCC. I'm not sure of the exact record, but I know that it's a long time. No, there's mitigating factors. They're missing players, as I said last night, and the conditions were not ideal either. But I think from his point of view, what he also said was that just the way Cork are playing right now, or the way they're getting themselves ready, there is a bit of bite about them. Now, you'd expect that anyway, having reached an All-Ireland final last year, that you'd want to go again. But I think Pat Ryan is letting those, that maybe letting those players think that they're established in the team, know that if you drop your standards at all, we now have the options to bring people in. And the bite around the middle, the hits on and off the ball, very, very robust tackling, to put it mildly, last night. Cork were able to stand up to it, but the speed at which they were able to move the ball into the danger zones and work the goals, that impressed Sean Long probably the most. But a difficult night for him from their point of view and Tom Kingston's point of view, because they've got to double down and get ready very, very quickly for that Fitzgibbon Cup. But yeah, when you're getting praise from Sean O'Gahalpine, you know that it's valid, and he was very, very impressed with the way that Cork not just scored six goals, but how they created them.
Hopefully a very exciting year in store for Cork Hurling and Cork Hurling fans. John McCarthy, thanks so much for speaking to us.
No worries, buddy.
John McCarthy there speaking to me about the Cork Hurlers' win over UCC last night. And he caught up with Bannister Pat Ryan after the game.
Okay, Pat, convincing win, but performance-wise, did you get what you were looking for from a pre-season game tonight?
Look, this time of the year, Joe, you're looking for attitude of players, and look, we got that in abundance more, lads. We brought on a lot of good players as well in the second half. Obviously, being the weather there was, we needed to get fellas on the field and get fellas accustomed to the grass and stuff. So, look, great to get the likes of Hoggy and those fellas back into the game tonight, and Darragh Fitzgibbon. So, look, delighted with our fellas and their attitude.
I heard the word offload and offload from the sideline tonight. You've been working at offload the ball quickly and get the ball moving.
Our game is we're moving the ball fast, and we try to get the ball inside an awful lot. Look, we probably weren't as clinical as we'd liked in the first half. Paddy Sullivan, who's a fantastic goalie, will play with Cork in the future. From Father Neil's, brought off a couple of great saves, but you know, we probably gave him the opportunity to save him, and look, they still took great saving out of them. So look, you see, we're short a good few tonight though as well. We know that, but there was a good workout for us.
Aidan Walsh, Padraig Power, Conor Callan, before he got injured, some nice showings from them in the first half, especially.
Look, they all played well enough, look, in fairness. And I thought Dodgy Healy played well for his first thing in. But look at that, Brian Roach was very back to his best there now as well. You know, he had a great 23 for us and carried a bit of injuries in 2024. But look, I thought he was back really, really solid there tonight for us. But look, delighted with where our fellas are coming into it.
You had the game against Waterford under your belts, and that was really, you could see that, like, that legs were going early on. What's next now before the National League?
Look, we're down to probably play Westmead next weekend. That's yet to be fully confirmed. But look, just trying to get in preparation, getting fellas back on the field. Look, we're very good health wise. We had about 10 or 12 training before inside in the UCC gym, and thanks to UCC for giving us that. We had a couple of lads with MTU as well tonight playing the Cork under 20s, and obviously a couple of stars lads. So look, there's plenty of challenging there for players. There's some challenging players in the squad, and look, it'll be hard to pick 36 when we get down to it.
I was just going to say, you have a lot more names and hands go up in the air for that 36. That's where you want to be.
Exactly. Look, yeah, it is, what we're looking for is that fellas have the right attitude, and look, they're bringing it, and there's a great camaraderie within the squad. You know, look, obviously we got a fantastically well supported to go on our bit of a holiday day before we got back, and that, you know, those things bring teams together, and you know, look, we're a very unified bunch now at the moment, but this is only the beginning as well. You know, look, we know that there's a lot of challenges going ahead.
Does it help that you had a pre-season, like, this is your second, you know, in terms of pre-season, you know what's ahead of you coming into it, is easier to plan? Yeah. Oh, apart from the weather, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Look, and look, in fairness, I think, look, we probably went into the championship long this year. We obviously went to the All-Ireland final in July, so fellas come back and they're in better shape, you know, the year previous. Look, we'd lads were away in the States and lads were missing for a bit, and we were out of the championship in May, so look, lads are coming back way better condition. Ian Jones and his rest of the lads within the strength and conditioning, have to believe. Billy Murphy and Conor Clancy have done a fantastic job with lads, and our lads are really in great shape.
Finally, are you where you want to be this time of year?
Look, this is where we want to be. Look, obviously, we've a good, healthy squad, and fellas are really tuned in. So, but there's a lot of challenges ahead for us.
All the best for coming your way.
Cheers, thanks, Chair.
Yeah, always great to hear from Pat Ryan there. Hopefully, a big year. Chair also caught up with UCC manager Tom Kingston.
Okay, Tom, a win for the Cork Senior Hurling team, but from UCC's point of view, how useful was tonight's exercise?
Well, it was. It got fellas game time in the sense that like our preparations were completely disrupted over the Christmas period with the weather and what have you. Like, so like we were, the result was irrelevant tonight. We said that to the lads before the match. It was getting game time into fellas that we had a couple of games that were cancelled on us, so you know, because of the conditions or whatever. So we were just happy to get game time tonight and get the players in the pitch, and we go from there. Do you know?
A hard physical game as well, for a good shot of it, which is what you want.
Absolutely, a hard physical game. Look, listen, that Cork team is really good. Even though, like, they might have fellas coming in and out and whatever the case may be, but they're very good. And, you know, it's a great match for fellas. They'll see the level that they need to try and get to themselves and whatever. So, look, listen, we were beaten well. We know that, there's no question of that. But at the same time, it's good to get those games under your belt and see where you are, do you know?
Yeah, and you've got some tough games coming up. You've got UCD, University of Galway, and MTU Cork. These are the kind of games that couldn't ask for better preparation.
Absolutely, absolutely. These are tough matches. We've got a really tough group. UCD, always a good Fitzgibbon Cup team. They have a huge tradition. They'll never take a pitch without giving it 100% every single time. We know UCD here next Wednesday is going to be incredibly tough. Galway are hosting the competition. The UL beat them in penalties, I think, in thanks, Rob. Cheers, Brian. Come on. UL beat them in the league semi-final on penalties, or quarter-final on penalties. So, look, we know that an MTU have a really, really strong panel this year. You know, I was only looking at it there again 2 or 3 days ago. So we got a very, very tough group, and to try and get out of that, you know, we'll see. We'll do our best. That's all we could do. You know?
You also have a strong panel, and for the first 20 minutes, half an hour of today's game, like, you were winning a lot of 50-50 balls, rough, tough ones to win against the senior team. They're the kind of things in tight games, I suppose, that's what you're looking for.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. In the first 20-25 minutes, I thought we competed quite well. Tonight, my nephew ran in and got a goal, which then kind of, you know, and they got a few points after that and kind of turned it in, you know. It was only a 2 or 3 point game up to that, and suddenly, but that's when you have the quality of player that Cork had. They turned a 2 point lead into 9 points in three, four minutes, and that's just the way it works. And hopefully he's learned a lesson on that tonight, that, you know, you can't switch off for even 2 or 3 minutes, you get punished. And it's all a good experience, and take positives, take no negatives. We go again.
Excellent stuff, and best of luck in the Fitzgibbon.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
UCC manager Tom Kingston there. We're going to hear now from UCC mentor Sean O'Halpine.
All right, Sean O'Halpine, look, not the result UCC were looking for, but you've got 3 tough Fitzgibbon Cup games coming up, and when you play a hard physical senior team like Cork, there are still things to take from it.
There is. That was a huge learning curve for us there now tonight. Just second to the ball, second to everything, really, and it just shows you the difference, all right, between a well-drilled senior at the county team and a Fitzgibbon Cup team. Like, you know, there's still another level of gear. But Cork were on it tonight, like, from the get-go. Like, and I've seen these matches over the last years, and sometimes Cork mightn't be on it, but they were on it tonight. Like, I mean, Pat had their guys well fired up and well drilled up, and I suppose they came into it in good fettle, because basically they run out against Waterford last week. We probably would have liked to gone another game or two, but we couldn't for one reason or another. Like, I'm not just using that as an excuse, but it does. It does help when, like,
you have a game under the belt, like.
Yeah, and then you could see not alone that every Cork player was on it, but like their interlinked play, their telepathic play amongst it, like, it was beautiful. Like, you know, like, we didn't have that same cohesion. We were not on it. Like, we had a guy looking for support on a guy not there, and then like that comes with playing more regularly together, which, for one reason or another, we haven't had, do you know what I mean? But anyway, look, tonight's over and done with. No, our next focus is next Wednesday. We have UCD down here, down the dyke. That's going to be a huge monumental game for us now. Like, I mean, trying to turn around a 9-goal pace thing here. And having said that, though, well, if UCD produce a performance like Cork did tonight, we're going to be in trouble. But I like trying to compare UCD and then Cork senior hurling team. I mean, yeah exactly. So look, like, we could be very critical of the guys, and like, we can be critical of a few aspects of our play, but in the end of the day, like Cork look in good shape there. I mean, the National League for them is a couple of weeks away. They look to be very focused on it, and I mean, they gave us a lot of food for thought tonight, and we just have to lick our wounds now and just get ready for next Wednesday.
Best luck, Fitzgibbon. Thanks, okay,
thanks, sure. Good morning.
Cheers,
yeah, it was great to hear from Cork legend Sean Oak. And the ref's whistle has gone for halftime here on the Big Red Bench. Come back to us in the second half as we look into the intermediate and junior All-Ireland finals, both involving Cork clubs. Don't go anywhere. All right, welcome back to the Big Red Bench on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Dan Casey here with you for the next half hour, and we're keeping it hurling after we have a quick look at the scoreline in Thomond Park. And it's Munster 3 points to Saracens 6. More than a fairly low scoring affair at the half time there. A very low scoring one. Hopefully things will improve in the second half. And it seems that most of Cork is gearing up to head to Croke Park to support their local sides in the AIB All-Ireland Club Hurling Championship Finals. Next Sunday week, we'll see Sarsfields contest a senior title with Dublin's Nafina. But this weekend sees two other Rebel outfits grace the Croke Park pitch. For Watergrass Sale, who we'll be hearing from later, it marks their first ever time making it to GAA HQ. But for junior side Russell Rovers, they have been here before. Having lost to Kilkenny's Conaghy Shamrocks in the 2019 final, they'd be looking to bury the hatchet in the capital. Captain Kieran Sheehan has tasted victory before at Croker, winning Sam Maguire with Cork in 2010, and will be leading from the front for the East Cork side. Rory sat down with him ahead of a massive weekend for Cork Club Hurling.
All right, I'm delighted to be joined by Russell Rovers hurler Kieran Sheehan, head of the AIB GAA All-Ireland Hurling Junior Club Championship Final, which takes place this coming Sunday, January 12th at Croke Park. 12:30 throw-in between Russell Rovers and St. Lochtans of Kilkenny. AIB are in their 34th year of sponsoring the club championships and is proud to once again celebrate the players and wider communities that play such a pivotal role in sustaining the entertainment and passion of our national games. Kieran, how are you, sir?
Good, thanks, Rory. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a million for chatting to us. I'd imagine like it's a hectic week for you. What's the buzz been like, I suppose, in training this week, first off?
Yeah, it's a busy week. It's been good. Look, I think for us, all the work is done at this stage. It's just a case of dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Training's been good. Look, fellas are fully focused. With the icy cold weather, it's been not too much of a challenge, but a bit of a challenge. But do you know what? It hasn't interrupted us at all. So we've been training well. As I said, the money is in the bank, so to speak, at this stage. It's just a case of making sure that we're fully focused and ready for the weekend.
And what's the buzz been like, I suppose, down on Shannon Carey Ballycotton direction? I'd imagine it's kind of consumed the entire area.
Oh, it has, absolutely. It's a great buzz. Obviously, it's massive hurling territory down there. So it's been brilliant, the support from the community and to see all the bunting and the flags and signs up. It's been amazing. And anytime you drive past, you get a little kind of a tingling feeling, kind of looking forward to the weekend. But yeah. It's been brilliant. Look, as we know, East Cork is a kind of a hub for hurling. It's been a very strong area in hurling. So we think that, I suppose having that support and having the community and the families of the players and everyone behind us, it's a huge motivator for us going up at the weekend.
Yeah, it certainly is. Watergrass Hill, I suppose, in the final after as well, is going to be a huge Cork crowd in Croke Park on Sunday, which is going to be a massive help.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always an extra bit of help. The support is well received, certainly from the players. And look, I suppose hopefully we can go up and represent Cork and come out the right end of it. It's great to have three Cork teams in All Ireland finals. And yeah, I suppose the first step is us. We're up first, so hopefully we can represent the county and represent the community and the parish in the right way and hopefully come away with the win.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Yeah, fingers crossed. I'd imagine, Ciarán, for like when you transferred from Airog in what, 2023, you never thought you'd be back in Croke Park again so soon, I'd imagine.
No, absolutely not. It's, you know, I never envisaged myself getting back to Croke Park, to be totally honest, but I did know it was in the group. I did know that, you know, this team had and this group had got to the All-Ireland final before and experienced Croke Park, and it was well within their grasp to go again. So, you know, to say that wasn't some sort of a motivator for me would be wrong. So it's definitely something that I've, I suppose, had in the back of my head, but it's what the group deserves. They've put in an enormous amount of effort, and we've trained, you know, we're into the another year now again. So it's almost gone around full circle, but the commitment and the discipline from the group has been unbelievable. And as I said, we're right where we want to be now. We just have to hopefully finish the job off.
Just how special is it, Ciarán, running out onto that Croke Park pitch?
Yeah, it's been a long time now, Rory, since I've been in Croke Park. But you know, I've some very fond memories, obviously, from there. It's always going to be special. You know, when I look at Russell Rovers and the brothers, the families that are there that are playing and lining out to say that you could play with your brother or line out in Croke Park or even, you know, play and be in the vicinity together and talk out is phenomenal. And it's always a special occasion. I think it's hard not to kind of, you know, get caught up in the moment, but at the same time, you kind of just, it's important you soak it up. You embrace the kind of the week that we're having this week, and you embrace the opportunity to go up and play in the GAA headquarters, a place you kind of dream about playing growing up. But for me to get the opportunity to go back myself personally is it's very special for me, and it's very special for my family, and hopefully we can make some memories that we'll remember for a long time.
I was going to ask, are kind of the players kind of asking what the Croke Park experience is like? But like 5 years ago, the lads were at this stage already, so there's a lot of experience in this team.
That's right. Yeah, no, they've experienced it before. They know what's ahead of them. You know, what's most important for us is that we're focusing on our own principles and our own performance. And you know, as I said, like it's four white lines. Once you cross the white lines, it's a case of just making sure we get the job done. But yeah, look, I think there's always a bit of external noise around occasions like this, but for us to focus in on really focusing on, I suppose, what we're doing internally and making sure that we kind of produce what we can produce on Sunday. And yeah, fingers crossed we go up the right mindset, and we're fully focused on the day.
And for the lads who were there 5 years ago, Ciarán, how much of a motivating factor was that defeat for them, I suppose, heading into this final?
Yeah, look, I suppose you'd have to ask them, Rory. We haven't spoken a huge amount about it. It's not something, I suppose, there is a freshness to the group this year. It's something, obviously, it's great that they had the experience. But at the same time, for us this year, it was just a case of step by step, game by game. You know, I would have no doubt that there is maybe some motivation for some of the guys. I haven't spoken to them personally about it, but I'd like to think that that there is some motivation there. But as I said, it's about, I suppose, what we've achieved together as a group so far this year, and about kind of executing on the big day now, and hopefully we can bring that.
What is it, Ciarán, I suppose, about the squad this year? What has clicked for the squad this year that's gotten you to this stage?
Yeah, look, I suppose Dave Dorgan, our manager, when he came in with Don Logue and the new management setup, I suppose they set out their stall from the start. It was going to take a huge amount of commitment. It was going to take a discipline, and it was going to take, I suppose, performance, right? And that's something we kind of focused on from the outset, that we were really committed to this. And there was an unwavering commitment all year. Fellas sacrificed holidays, fellas sacrificed family events, you know, and we kind of lent in on that. I think that's important, that for any team playing GAA, it's always a huge commitment, but understanding, you know, what goes with it, you know, they're supported by their partners, their girlfriends, their wives, and their families too. And you do sacrifice an awful lot. And, you know, to have that, but also to have the set structure from a coaching perspective, S&C, everything was laid out for us. So what we needed to do as a group was commit to executing and commit to, I suppose, being disciplined enough to follow those instructions. And certainly the group has to this point. And as I said, look, most of our work is done now. It's just a case of, as I said, hopefully performing at the weekend.
And Ciarán, to have a voice like Don Logue's in the dressing room, like he's a man who's done everything there is to do in the game. So I mean, like, to have a voice like that in the dressing room, I suppose when Don Logue talks, you listen.
Absolutely, it goes without saying. He's a legend of the game. He's an absolute student of the game at this stage. He knows the ins and outs. His analysis, his understanding of what our group needed at that time, what the group needs in terms of motivating factors. He's worked with a lot of these guys underage as well, so that's another connection that he had there. So look, as I said yourself just there, that you have Don Logue out on the pitch marching up and down, kind of shouting orders. You just listen up, and that's it. And you deliver for him, you deliver for each other, and hopefully we can do that at the weekend as well. But yeah, it's been a true inspiration to have him involved, and certainly we've realised that and understood that. And as I said, it's about bringing all that together now as well, and doing the job.
For you as captain, Kieran, what's your role in the week? I suppose kind of like calm the lads down, and I suppose keeping their nerves to a minimum ahead of Sunday.
Yeah, look, I suppose the biggest thing is try not to differentiate from any other week we've had in the lead up to the game. With the obvious, obviously, it's the final, and you're going up to Croke Park, but you try not to deviate too much. I'm very much a hands-off approach, and if there was anything that a fellow player would require, that I'd hope that they come to me and hopefully we talk through it. But in this group, it's been very much self-driven throughout the whole year, obviously with the coaching support and everything. It's been great, but guys have really kind of bought into it, and kind of, I suppose, they've kind of had a massive self-awareness of what was required. So in terms of kind of the lead up, we've had our same regular week. We trained 2 days a week, and then we prep for the game at the weekend. We've done nothing that we wouldn't regularly do. So I think that's important, that you keep to that routine, and that you don't throw fellas too far off. I think the focus is right from what I can see. We have a get together tonight now, and we can kind of lay everything out, and that'll be the last time we meet before we get in the bus to the weekend. So hopefully we can make sure that we're in the right mindset walking away from training tonight, and we're ready to go.
I'm just looking back over your career. I suppose you're here. I suppose the ball got rolling. I suppose that win over St. Catharines in the final on Super Value Park at Cueve, which is a great win. And I suppose how much not a relief, I suppose, but how big a moment was that for the club, just to kind of get over the line and get that junior title.
Yeah, it was a huge, huge moment for us this year. We lost to St. Catharines in the championship last year, and they put us under an enormous amount of pressure early in the second half, and we were able to, I suppose, bounce back from that. And I think that was kind of a wake up call as to kind of what we were capable of in terms of, I suppose, what we needed or required kind of going forward was consistently performing for the 60 minutes and not just doing it in patches, and because the good teams will take advantage of you. And I think Catharines did for a period of time. We were able to kind of arm wrestle our way back into it and get away with the win. But that was a special moment, I think, for the club, for the players, for the community as well, the supporters. So, I suppose, yourself, Rory, championships are hard to win in Cork, no matter what grade you're playing at. The competition is huge, and it's just a testament to the group that they're able to kind of get on a bit of a roll. And we managed to get through. I suppose we were on a bit of a high then, and there's a bit of momentum going into the Munster Championship. And, you kind of just keep it going game by game at that stage. And yeah, thankfully, we wound up in the position we're in now.
Do you see then, like, the Munster Championship is just bonus territory? You've got the county medal in the bag. Is this bonus territory? Do you say to yourselves, lads, we have a chance of winning this?
I don't think, I think someone mentioned the term bonus territory to me, and I was kind of pushing back on it, in that we're all competitors, we all want to kind of keep going and win, and obviously it's lovely, it's great to win a county, but you all want to win, always want to win the next game no matter who you're playing. So we saw it as an opportunity to keep going, and we keep the group together for as long as we can. And it was great to even over Christmas to kind of be rocking up to training and be kind of there and kind of looking fellas in the eyes and saying, we're still here, we're still going, and we're still riding that momentum. But it's certainly not, I wouldn't call it bonus territory, but it's certainly where we want to be. I think in terms of achievements for the club, this would really kind of, I suppose, top the list, that's what our focus is on.
And it is St. Loughton's to come to proper Cork Kilkenny clash this coming Sunday. Have you seen much of them? Do you know much about them?
Yeah, look, we would have seen a couple of other games. You know, the semi final was on TG Carra Sports, so I suppose a few of us would have chimed in and had a look. But like, I suppose from us, it's their, as you said, they're strong Kilkenny side. They're ruthless. They go for the juggler. So we're well aware of that. We know that we have to kind of match that. But I suppose for us, as I mentioned before, it's the consistency of performance. You know, if you're out of touch for a couple of minutes, they'll punish you. So it's important that we're in the game and we're performing to the best of our ability. So it's we're kind of not looking at the Cork Kilkenny side of things. We're just targeting that it's another team, another strong team. It'll be the best team we'll face all year, 100%. So we have to go in with that mindset. And there's a couple of obviously key players we'll have to keep an eye on, and hopefully we can get on top of that side of things and do the job.
Kieran, you've obviously had a great career over multiple codes throughout your career. Do you still get nervous heading into games, especially games of this magnitude?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny. Like, I suppose priorities change, motives change over the years. I've two smallies at home. I've a 3.5-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. And, they start to seep into the motivating factors as well. And hopefully they want to play with Russell Rovers too. And I would say I'm a little more relaxed, but in terms of the nerves, they're 100% still there. But it's a new environment again for me to be able to play hurling in Croke Park. I've managed to do it a couple times at minor level, but as a 34-year-old to be there playing in an All-Ireland final for the local club is very special.
Yeah, it certainly is. I suppose just finally to wrap up, Kieran, I know we touched on it already, but like the support that you're going to have on Sunday, how vital is that going to be to help them, I suppose, to Rory on Sunday, and I suppose for them to be the 16th man for Russell Rovers?
It's going to be huge, Rory, for us. Like, they've been incredible all along the way already. So I've no doubt in my mind that the roar is going to be heard. It's certainly a huge kind of motivating factor for us. You know, sometimes when the game is in the trenches and it's you need a bit of an extra kind of lift, it's certainly hard in the stands. So yeah, I'm just hoping that, you know, even for hopefully some neutrals travel up to support Cork Hurling, support Russell Rovers and Watergrass Hill, that that we can hear their voices as well, because it's great for Cork Hurling. You know, we've three clubs in All-Ireland finals. It's brilliant to see. So the more support we can get, the better. But in terms of speaking about our supporters and community in general, they've just been outstanding, and look forward to kind of hearing that roar at the weekend.
Yeah, and if the Watergrass Hill fans can get in early as well to help, that would be a massive boost as well.
That would be a boost too, yeah.
Kieran, best of luck on Sunday, buddy. We'll be shouting you on, and fingers crossed you can bring it home.
Thanks very much, Rory. Appreciate it.
Yeah, best of luck to all associated with Russell Rovers into the intermediate affair now, as the village of Watergrass Hill gears up for yet another final in what's been a whirlwind 12 months in soccer. Watergrass Hill United were County Cup winners, as well as earning back-to-back promotions in the AUL, while the Hurlers have had an incredible run to an All-Ireland final. No fewer than 12 have been involved in both successes, making it a great time to be a sports fan from the Hill. Just ask Rory, who spoke to a member of both sides and someone he knows very well, Sean Desmond.
All right, I am delighted to be joined by Watergrass Hill hurler Sean Desmond, the head of the AIB GAA All-Ireland Hurling Intermediate Club Championship Final, which takes place this Sunday, January 12th at Croke Park, 2:30 throw-in between Watergrass Hill and Tyna Abbey Dunairy. AIB are in their 34th year of sponsoring the club championships and is proud to once again celebrate the players and wider communities that play such a pivotal role in sustaining the entertainment and passion of our national games. Most importantly, Sean is my neighbour, so this might be just the most biased interview I have ever done in my entire life, but I will try to remain professional. Sean, how are you, buddy?
Good, Rory, yourself?
Good. Come here, the buzz around the place is incredible, isn't it?
Ah, it's class, really. Sure, like, you walk out of the estates into the up towards the village, like, and then every person that's passing is just wishing you the best of luck come for the final, like, you know. So nah, it's great. There's plenty of flags, plenty of signs and banners around the place, so nah, the buzz is unreal.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's been like that since before the county final, which is almost 2 months ago now. So, I mean, like, the last 2 months must be, I suppose, a bit of a kind of a whirlwind, I suppose, for you.
Yeah, it has to be fair. Like, it's something that most of us haven't witnessed before. Do you know, that kind of way, we haven't really seen this kind of side of it, I suppose. But we always have that great support from the people of the village. They've come around every match we've played, whether it was league games, challenge games, championship games, they've been there through the whole run of it. So no, look, it's unreal, and yeah, look, the support we have is incredible.
How are you dealing then with that kind of, I suppose, the pressure and expectation that's on you?
To be honest with you, I actually wouldn't say there's a lot of pressure on us, to be honest, because a lot of people have kind of like just said, when you meet them, like, just go do what you normally do, like, you know, and that's kind of a sign that, like, yeah, look, they obviously, they're rooting for us to go the whole way, obviously, but there's no real pressure on us. Like, you know, I suppose we would have taken the county at the start of the year, and that's all we would have taken, you know what I mean? But when you do get the looks at the likes of a Munster and an All-Ireland, like, you've got to be greedy and you want the whole lot of it. So, look, there's no real pressure from the people that we, that would probably pressure ourselves because we want to go the whole way, but from the people that support us, there's no whole point of it.
What's clicked with you though this year? I mean, like, the last couple of years you were just always there, thereabouts, just couldn't, I suppose, get those wins, but something has clicked with you this year. Were you able to put your finger on it?
Do you know what, it's a question we've been asked a lot, to be honest with you, and a lot of us have been asked that question, but I can't really put my finger on it. I don't know, is it just the buy-in from, I suppose, the lads that have been there? Like, I was only talking about it, they're a night at home, but we're on the go nearly just over a year now, like, so but we've been on the go since nearly this time last year, but we've had serious commitment from everyone. Like, you know, I suppose we could go down to training sessions there, we could have 35, 36 lads week in, week out training, and that has a big part of it. Like, you know, we have a serious buy-in from the club, whatever we kind of may need to feel that will get us over the line, and on big days we get it from the club. Like, you know, whether it could be, let's say, getting GPSs sorted and food before and after games, that's a massive role in it too. Like, so there's a lot of factors that you have to take into the consideration, but I think that just the commitment and the buy-in from everyone has been through the roof.
Yeah, it's been amazing. And there's also, like, as you as a squad as well, there seems to be a tremendous kind of a bond between you. I suppose that plays a huge part of it as well.
Yeah, there's a serious bond there, in fairness. Like, I said it actually before as well, but we're like a bunch of best friends that just love going out onto the pitch, playing with each other, whether it's just trainings, matches, whatever it may be. We love just being in each other's company, to be honest with you. And, like, we just love playing together, and, like, I think you can kind of see it on the pitch when one fella is kind of in trouble, there's always the next man in, when we're always just riding in behind each other, do you know?
And I suppose a big factor in your success as well has been Eddie Enright coming in to take over, and I suppose the impact he's had on you this year.
Yeah, I'm sure Eddie has serious experience. Like, you know, I know he was involved a few years ago at the Hill too, but the question was asked Eddie to start the year, would he come back, and in fairness to him, he threw his hands up straight away and said he'd definitely get in, you know. So, and he brought in a serious backroom team with him too. Like, you know, it's not just, don't get me wrong, Eddie has done a serious job and he's a great man for us, but Eddie be the first man to say as well, it's the backroom team too to have a serious part to play in it too. But no, Eddie is unreal. Just the way about him, he's a great time for everyone. You might, like, some fellas might be a bit off it, but he'll do everything he can to get you into it. And he's great. He's a great man manager. Like, you know, he'd talk away at you, and when things get serious, we'll get serious too, you know. But no, he's incredible to have.
That's cool. Like, he's won it all. Like, he's won an All-Ireland with Tip. Like, so he's been there on the biggest stage and the biggest occasion. Has he been passing on, like, that kind of advice to you about how to approach All-Ireland final week and keep those nerves and, I suppose, that kind of thing in check?
Yeah, he has, to be fair. He only drops a few along the way. Like, you know, he doesn't really want to, it's similar to earlier, he doesn't really want to put the whole lot of pressure on us. Like, you know, he kind of prefers us just to go out and just play the game that we play. But no, like you said, Eddie has seen it all, he's done it all, you know, kind of way. But no, he just drops off a few bits, like the space that you get in Croke Park and how we can defend with that, how can we attack with that, and he just drops in a little few hints along the way. But yeah, look, I'm sure during the week we'll have plenty more of that.
Will this be your first time playing in Croke Park, Sean?
Yeah, it'll be my first ever time, yeah.
And I imagine a few of you as well, it's probably the first time actually going to Croke Park as well, which is kind of fascinating to think about. But, like, going to Croke Park, it's a massive occasion, it's a massive venue, I suppose. I mean, like, you must be, like, just so looking forward to playing on that turf.
Ah, sure, look, when you're a young fella, the biggest thing you ever want to do was play a game in Croke Park, like, do you know what I mean? Like, whether it was just, whatever it was, just to stand on the pitch, to be a part of it, whatever. And, like, I was talking to a few lads from the team the other day, and they were saying that they didn't even play in Park of Cueve at the start of the year. They didn't play in these. Now we're going to Croke Park as a unit, you know. So, no, look, it's going to be unreal. But yeah, look, fellas are really looking forward to it, like we said earlier. But no, it'll just be, I just hope that we can get over the line on the day.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, it's pretty much 2 months to the day, I think, since you beat Carrigaline in that county final down in Páirc Uí, which was just an incredible day, and just the performance you put in, particularly in that second half, was just incredible, Sean.
Yeah, it was just to be honest with you, I actually forget most of it, because it just all happens so quickly. You're not gonna, but from what I do remember is we'll always stick with the team. You know what I mean? And the thing with our kind of team, and we always have it, is we just never say die attitude. Like, you know, I suppose at the start, yeah, we played Carrigaline in the group game, and we were down 10 points with 15-20 minutes to go, and we managed to come back and win it. So there's that kind of bit in the group that we just always stick to what the boys are telling us to do, stick with what we're doing. And it was kind of similar to in the final. So we weren't really at our best in the first half. We were just, I wouldn't say going through the motions, but we just weren't at 100%. And we kind of regrouped at halftime. We spoke that we just stick to what Eddie and the boys have been telling us throughout the year. It has got us where we are now, so let's keep going with it. And then I think in the second half, I think we racked off, I don't know, it was a 1-6 kind of without reply. And it kind of just momentum kept coming in, and then I suppose the crowd came in behind us too. Do you know, there was a few stages in the game. I think there was one stage I noted that we won the ball down kind of on the 45, and it was popped out to Mick O'Driscoll, the wing back, and he managed to get a score of it, and the whole crowd lifted with it. And then when you have the crowd in behind you and they're roaring you on, you get a bit of a boost off it. And yeah, we kind of just kicked into gear from there on in, and so look, that day was just one of the best days ever.
It was, all right. And the celebrations that night back up in the village were just incredible. It had been 20 years since Wildgrass Hill had last tasted success. And you got the sense, Sean, that like there was kind of, the monkey was off the back. The pressure was kind of off a little bit after that county success.
Yeah, it was. But like that's, and I've said it since the third year, and I said it again earlier, but the support we had, even when we came back into the village, we pulled up there kind of past the school and pulled up there towards the traffic lights, like, and when you hop off the bus there and you see the support and the red and white everywhere, and there's kids and they're looking for high fives and this, that and the other. And that's what it's all about, really, to be honest with you. Like, you know, it's not just about us as a panel of players and panel of management that go out and do it. It's for the whole community. Like, you know, it's, you can see the buzz it has given a lot of people. Like, there's before Christmas, some kids were more excited about the All Ireland final coming rather than Santi coming, and like, you know, so it kind of gives you a good old buzz, in fairness. But no, look, it's a great buzz, and yeah, look, it's just we just kind of have a special kind of community up around here too.
You certainly do. How would you turn around and play Munster 6 days after that?
Oh, that, no, I can't really put a finger on that either. But no, look, obviously we had spoken about it after the county final that, you know, these are rare opportunities for us too as a group. Like, you know, you have to enjoy these days too. So we did a bit of celebrating, all right, on the Sunday night, the Monday, the Tuesday. In fairness, we went back to do a bit of recovery on the Wednesday. But that's what I meant by the buy-in when you were kind of saying what was the click at the start of the year. The club had organised for us to go to Gary Vaux Hotel on the Wednesday night, had paid for it so we can get good recovery in. So like that was a big boost for us as well, John. And then we went back, we did a bit of field work then on the Thursday night, and look, we got ourselves going. And again, I think it was a Saturday or something that we played, but yeah, look, it wasn't easy by any means, but look, it was kind of bonus territory, you know. You gotta you feel like you said earlier, the monkey off the back win the county. But look, I think it was kind of the minute we got onto the pitch in Páirc Uí against Wolftones, we were kind of saying like, let's give it a good crack. Like, let's not leave down from last week, let's go at it again. And look, in fairness, the lads stood up again that day again and went at it again. We came out the right side of it.
Yeah, and the Munster final then, just the horrendous rain that day, must have been a nightmare to play that game against Cashel, was it?
Oh, it was, I tell you now, it was one of the worst conditions I probably played it before, to be honest with you. But no, like, it was the same for both teams, you know what I mean? It wasn't just like it was coming down on us either. But look, the first half was a bit pence, all right, you know, whether the wind was, we were in the warm before the game and we were taking shots at the goal and the ball was ending up, you were aiming to the right and it was going far left and then it was kind of going everywhere. But no, look, it was a tough old conditions, in fairness. But the second half again, it's something that we kind of look at, we usually kick on in second half, you know. And it was the same again that day, I suppose. Like, Adam got serious scores in that half. Shane O'Regan got a few. Do you know, fellas just kind of tipped away at the bit, and we did the simple things right, because there was no point in being heroes in that day either, because you can take shots from out in the wings and stuff, but the simple scores were the ones that kind of got us over the line that day, you know. So yeah, look, it was tough, but we got through it.
Yeah, he scored 112 that day, Adam Murphy. Like, how big of a boost was it, him getting him back from Bandon this year?
Ah, sure. You can see for yourself on the score sheets, you know. And in fairness, like, it's not really just about the, I know, like, 112 that day in the Munster final, but it's not just the shooting that he does, you know. He brings a lot more to it as well, not just shooting, but, you know, he's pure size. He torments a lot of backs, in fairness to him, like, you know. But he, no, look, Adam has been huge. He's been, to be honest, he's been a really big part of our success this year. So yeah, look, we're grateful to have him, but look, hopefully he can just do one more, maybe clip 112 next Sunday, hopefully.
That would do it all right, yeah. But he is a forward unit yourself, Sean. You seem very fluid, and, like, I know you were 14, but you're liable to pop up anywhere. You seem to be playing a multitude of positions throughout the 60 minutes.
Yeah, but that's what we kind of look at as well, is not just being kind of like stalemate. Like, you know, we love to move around and just keep fellas on their toes, like, you know, because I suppose when you're out in the half hour line, you're kind of expected to kind of drop back into midfield and work your arse off in there, and, you know, I suppose look to get back up the pitch then to support the inside line, like, you know. And it can be tiring, so I suppose, look, when fellas are under a bit of pressure, you know, when you're going for, I suppose, full belt for a half an hour, it's nice to be able to change it up. And in fairness, like, it's not just 6-4, you could bring on a few fellas off the bench too, and they're able to adapt to the situation too, like, you know. So we're kind of all very familiar with what's going on, you know, on the pitch. And yeah, look, it's nice too to be able to change it up, you know. Like, sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm kind of stuck to the same spot inside, like, and it's nice to move out, get on a bit of ball, play a bit of ball, and, you know, hopefully get scores that way, like. But no, it's just nice to be able to move on.
You've a senior medal in your back pocket as well this year, Sean, with a McKillie. You know, Eddie was kind of very much encouraging you to go off and play with the McKillie this year. How much of a benefit has that been then for this Watergrass Hill team?
Ah, sure, it's been huge. It's been very big, in fairness. Like, you know, we've had 7 and from our Hill team play on the McKillie panel, like, you know. And I suppose we had the experience of playing the senior county in Páirc Uí Chaoimh against SARS, and then we were able to bring that kind of know what we're at kind of situation into the county final then, you know. So fellas were kind of like, myself and Adam were aware of what, like, inside and where to shoot from, and Dara and Kevin and Mick and Brendan and stuff, they were all well able to know where to be on the day, like, you know. So no, it was massive, like, you know. Eddie, in fairness, we asked a question to Eddie to start the year about, you know, when McKillie comes calling, are we allowed to tip into that, whatever, and he was all about it. He said the higher standard that we're playing, we could bring that back to our training, and it increases everyone again, like, you know. So no, it was fully corresponded by Eddie, and he was delighted to have us playing with it. So yeah, look, it meant a lot to us.
Just back to Sunday, Sean, you're playing Tyna Abbey Dunoyri in Croke Park. Have you seen much of them? What are your thoughts on them?
I've seen a small bit, to be honest with you. We actually watched them on, I think they played on the Saturday, we played on the Sunday in the semi-finals, and we watched a bit of that. But yeah, look, we've done a small bit of work, not a whole lot of it yet. Eddie and the boys will probably tell us a bit more about it during the week. But yeah, look, we know for sure they're going to be like us, similar, you know. They're very physical, they can move the ball quickly. So yeah, look, it's going to be a really titanic battle. You know, like, both teams are going to go at it at full belt, like, you know. So I say it'll be a cracker of a game to watch. But yeah, look, I'm sure the boys will have their work really cut out in them, and hopefully we just get it right in today.
Just to, I suppose, wrap up, Sean, I mean, like, you've mentioned already, but the support that you've had, how vital is that going to be on the day in Croke Park, to see that red and white there in the stands and get them to really be, I suppose, the 16th man for Watergrass Hill on Sunday?
It'll be huge. It'll be genuinely huge. It's actually something that we're going to need more ever this weekend than ever, because, like, Croke Park is a massive stadium, and, you know, let's say it can be very quiet on probably Club All Ireland, because there isn't that 82,000 as such, whatever. But no, look, I know for a fact we're going to have serious support. I've heard of people going up on a Saturday morning, even they're making a weekend out of it, and there's people travelling up, and even like Sheila Power, she works in Centre, like she's organising three buses to go up, do you know what I mean? Like, so like that's nearly 150 people, like, so we're going to have Savage support, and it's something that we really do appreciate from all the players. Like, you know, it's not easy to, I suppose, just after Christmas to be able to plan for a weekend above in Dublin and go to the game and whatnot. So look, it's going to be a great game, and I'm sure we're going to have serious support. Yeah,
I'm at Russell Rovers as well in the final before the junior final. I'd imagine like there's going to be a lot of Wallagrass Hill people there to support them on the day as well, and obviously the Russell Rovers fans might stay and support Wallagrass Hill afterwards as well.
Yeah, definitely. Sure, look, it's going to be like hopefully within 2 weeks we'll have three All-Irelands coming home, you know what I mean, and that'd be a great thing to have too. But yeah, no, look, I'd actually encourage all Wargs and people to go up and shout on Russell Rovers too, like, you know, because they're in East Cork division and just as much as us, like, you know. So no, look, it's going to be a great day for Cork people to be able to go up to Croke Park and support two Cork teams in the All-Ireland final.
It certainly will be, Sean. The very, very best of luck. I'll be up there with the family to support you on Sunday, so very, very best of luck, buddy, and as everyone's been saying to you, just bring it home.
Cheers. Thanks, Rory.
Things have changed drastically in Thoma Park in the last few minutes. It's now Munster 17 points to Saracens 9. That's 15 minutes left on the clock there. That's all we have time for here on the Big Red Bench on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Dan Casey signing off. Talk to you next week. Marty Guilfoyle is on the way next.